I spent 13 years at Self-Help for the Elderly, and those were very exciting days to work for the War on Poverty. We would do lots of work going door to door in Chinatown, trying to tell people that it was all right to apply for what was called old age security and aid to the disabled, and AFDC, ATD. It was so exciting because you found people who were living on $45 a month, and you could help them apply for public assistance that would raise their income to about $200 a month. And they were so happy. A lot of people would go and collect stuff out of garbage bags, and that was before they got more money. But then they could go and buy something better. There was plenty of fresh food to buy in Chinatown. So all this experience I was doing made me think I should prepare for my own, that I was pleased that all those things were there, but I wanted to try to plan for retirement in a more realistic way. We bought this house in 1978 when our daughters, my husband and I, when our daughters were 5 years old. I've been here ever since. The costs come to about $750 a month out of $1,200 a month Social Security. What I wish, I'd like to be able to go to a meal site whenever. I'd like to be able to get health care without these gigantic copays. I was expecting to live on a fixed income. I wasn't expecting to live on an income that kept shrinking.